Did you feel the burn yesterday?
Oh, thank you, Seattle.
Thousands of people packed Seattle's Key Arena to hear Senator Bernie Sanders. He wants your support in the Democratic Party caucuses happening here next Saturday. Jane Sanders would also like you to vote for Bernie. She is a social worker and an academic, and she might be the next First Lady of the United States. Hello, Jane.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome to KUOW. Why should Seattleites caucus for your husband, Bernie, next Saturday?
Well, my hope is that they heard why last night. And I think he saw 30,000 people in Washington yesterday, and he'll be back again, and so will I, later on in the week. So mainly because he believes in what a lot of people in Seattle believe, that we need to have fair trade policies, we need to have national health care system that is accessible and affordable without worry about raising premiums and high deductibles and co-payments. We need access to higher education through free public and university and college tuition, and that we need to raise the minimum wage like you already did.
Yeah.
Nationwide.
You know, the very first priority you brought up was fairer trade policies. You may know that Washington State is extremely trade dependent. A lot of people say more trade is a good thing for workers here. Both of our U.S. senators voted for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Why are they all wrong?
Well, we do believe that trade is a good thing, but it needs to be fair trade. It can't be that there are incentives built right in to the trade policies that allow corporations to move their jobs overseas and not have any problems by doing that. And that has been the history of NAFTA, CAFTA, Permanent Trade Relations with China, and the TPP has the same concerns. It also has to do with the environment as well. I mean, people move their jobs overseas to avoid environmental regulations. Well, we're all paying the price when the environment is compromised anywhere on this planet. So in terms of trade, he believes very strongly in fair trade. He also would like our trade policies to be able to assist more the smaller companies that are struggling and trying to export their goods or import other goods to go with theirs. There are not the focus of the trade policies as they stand now are corporate profits. They're not about American jobs, and they're not about American small business.
So you mentioned fair trade, keeping jobs here, and environmental concerns. Would you say to someone who says Washington State we are the number three exporter state in America, we pay big tariffs to sell stuff made here in these TPP countries, airplane parts and cherries, it's a big list. Our winemakers pay up to 55%, but with the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, that number would go to zero. So despite all the other benefits you see, do you also see a loss for Washington State businesses and workers if something like TPP were to go down?
Well, the thing is, TPP needs to be renegotiated and needs to be stronger in terms of the issues that we just discussed. And I think Bernie would be much more able to talk about the intricacies of it. But there are real concerns with the TPP that will hurt. I know Washington does well with trade. And what we should be doing is learning how best to create a fair trade policy that actually works like it does in Washington. But as you said, the tariffs were way too high. That was one of the things that he felt very strongly about and glad to see. But that's only one provision in the TPP. And I think it's a huge bill and a huge treaty. And he feels very strongly that we need to address the concerns that might not, maybe it doesn't hit as much in Washington, but the union labor, for instance, in manufacturing, in the auto industry. I mean, basically, people are getting jobs back, but they're getting jobs at half the pay that their parents had jobs. So
we're talking with Jane Sanders. Pardon me. I want to ask you another question too. Jane Sanders, a social worker, an academic, and also the spouse of Bernie Sanders. So we fast forward now to 2017. President Sanders has just been sworn in. You are First Lady Jane Sanders. What is number one on your agenda?
Listening to the people, getting out there, and really trying to address some of the issues that we've heard during the course of this campaign. I think that there are my focus is not his focus. My focus would be on creating a better quality of life for children and families in this country, and that means looking at our child care systems and our K through 12 education, for instance, as well as access to higher education. But to be able to say, how do we help create the best quality of life in America to raise a family? That would be my focus.
Finally, Jane Sanders, the main thing Clinton supporters say about your husband's goals is that they are laudable but unrealistic. So how do you and your husband get anything past the Republicans in Congress?
Well, I think two things. First, in terms of saying they're laudable but unrealistic, if they're good ideas, why is it a president? Why is it the appropriate time now to tell Americans to lower their sights? We should be having a bold vision for the future in a presidential race. When FDR came up with the New Deal, everybody called him a socialist, said that none of that could happen. It did. It saved our country. When John F. Kennedy said, we're going to put a man on the moon, everybody thought that was audacious. It happened. If you don't have the vision, you will not accomplish it. So, number one, laudable, yes, then we should go after it. Second, in terms of how can he get it through a Republican Congress, he is one of the few people in the Congress that has been able to work in a bipartisan fashion and get things done. Last Congress, the most significant piece of legislation, the Veterans Bill, which was the most comprehensive veterans bill since the GI Bill after World War II, passed under his leadership. He was the chairman, and he didn't get it through the first time, and he went back to the drawing board and compromised a bit and worked with John McCain and Jeff Miller, both Republicans in leadership, and got it through 98-0.
Jane Sanders, thank you for that example. Jane Sanders, possibly the next First Lady of the United States. Been good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to support Bernie or Hillary, you will get your chance. Next Saturday, the caucusing begins at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can find out more about how to do that, what to expect. You can go to the state's Democratic Party website, and you'll find the information also at KUOW.org.